Number 8. Practice offering the same quality of love you feel for your mate to everyone. In other words, extend to others the love you have for the most lovable being in your life, but without the sexual component. We may wonder how to subtract the sexual element. Just remember that sex and love are not necessarily synonymous. Our love for our children can be extremely intense without any sexual overtones. No matter what the circumstances, try to develop that same kind of love in each of your relationships. We all know the sweetness of loving just one person. Can you imagine how much sweeter it would be to have those feelings for everyone? Think of the loving exchanges that could develop, the reciprocation that would enrich our own lives and the lives of others. Unimaginable happiness, joy, and satisfaction would be our daily quota. We would no longer rely on particular individuals to give us this experience because we would understand that we are really seeking God. The more we understand that God is in each person, the more we experience the divine, and the more the divine will make us whole.